Thousands of US and Philippine troops have been taking part in one of the largest
and most expensive iteration of their annual joint military exercises.
Day after China concluded large-scale exercises around Taiwan.
China is violating our sovereignty and sovereign rights. And regardless if there is a competition, we have an issue with China in that respect.
The strategic landscapes of Southeast Asia are in constant flux, influenced by both regional dynamics and global power plays. A recent announcement by the Philippines has marked a significant shift in this landscape. The Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared that his administration will not grant the United States further access to Philippine military bases, underscoring this decision amidst ongoing concerns over China's aggressive postures in the South China Sea. This decision is rooted in complex geopolitical motives that has far-reaching implications for the balance of power in the region. In a significant statement that reverberated across geopolitical spheres, the President of the Philippines declared the nation's intent not to grant the United States further access to military bases within its territory. This declaration marks a pivotal shift in the Philippines-US military relations, which have been robustly intertwined, particularly against the backdrop of rising tensions in the South China Sea. The Philippines' strategic location in Southeast Asia has historically made it a crucial ally for the United States, especially in countering Chinese influence in the region. However, the recent pronouncements suggest re-evaluation of this long-standing partnership, signaling potential shifts in regional security dynamics and the broader strategic posture of the United States in the Pacific theater. In this analysis, I am going to provide you with my insights and decipher facts from fictions, especially when it comes to Asia's security issues. My name is Dr. David Waralu, and you are watching Geopolitics in Conflict. Our sponsor for today's show is DontWastePower.com. However, we ought to put this within the historical context and the recent developments. The Philippines and the United States have shared a deep military alliance, primarily driven by mutual interests in maintaining regional security and deterring China in the South China Sea. The Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, known as EDCA, between the two nations, Philippines and the United States, facilitated rotational presence of U.S. troops and access to several Philippine military bases, bolstering the archipelago's defense capabilities. Others see the U.S. presence within the Philippines as nothing short of being considered as another colony of the United States. However, the recent announcements by President Marcos Jr. reflect a nuanced stance in the Philippines' foreign policy, emphasizing sovereignty and a balanced approach towards its relationship with major powers. The decision to not expand U.S. military bases access is a strategic move influenced by both national sentiment and the broader Asian geopolitical landscape.
Let me just start again. Does the Philippines plan to give the U.S. military access to
Let me stop you right there. The answer to that is no. The Philippines has no plan to create any more bases or give access to any more bases.
This pivot underscores the complex interplay of regional security concerns that Manila must navigate. Yet, many observers wonder whether Marcos Jr. can follow through. I have my doubts. A big thank you to our sponsor, DontWastePower.com, for making this show possible. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking $13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet, the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering cost. That's why I have been lowering my energy bills thanks to the little amazing device that I absolutely love. I want to slash my power bills, beat the greedy utility companies, and keep more money in my pockets every month. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to use the link in the description below to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off, and free shipping, including completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to www.don'twastepower.com. That's www.don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's www.don'twastepower.com. Order now. Now let's go back to our topic here. What are the implications for regional security and U.S. strategic interests? The refusal to allow more U.S. bases in the Philippines presents several implications for regional security and the strategic calculations of the United States in the Pacific theater. First, it may limit the U.S. military agility and readiness in Asia, constraining its ability to project power and respond promptly to regional crises, particularly those arising from the South China Sea disputes. The U.S. has relied on its Philippine bases to ensure a rapid deployment capability, which serves as a deterrent against potential Chinese expansionism. Second, this development could encourage the United States to seek alternative regional partnerships and military arrangements, possibly with countries like Vietnam, Indonesia, or even reinvigorating ties with Thailand. I have my doubt that these countries will want to entangle themselves with the U.S., given the U.S.'s historical record when it comes to alliances. Each alternative, however, presents its own set of challenges and opportunities, potentially reshaping the U.S.'s network of alliances and its strategic footprints in the Pacific. The Philippines' perspective on this is that sovereignty as strategic autonomy from the Philippines' viewpoint is that the decision to cap U.S.-based access aligned with a broader policy of enhancing sovereignty and reducing dependence on any single foreign power. By diversifying its foreign relations and not appearing excessively aligned with the United States, the Philippines could better maneuver in its negotiations with China over territorial disputes. Moreover, this stance may also be driven by internal political dynamics, where there is a significant public sentiment advocating for an independent foreign policy. Then comes the Chinese factor and future scenarios. Some analysts argue that China's growing assertiveness in the South China Sea has been a major driver behind the U.S.-Philippines military cooperation. With the Philippines now limiting U.S. access, China might perceive a reduction in U.S. influence as an opportunity to strengthen its position in the disputed waters. This could potentially escalate tensions, unless countered by diplomatic efforts or other forms of multilateral engagements. Here is my conclusion for you. The Philippines' decision not to grant further military base access to the United States represents a critical juncture in the U.S.-Philippines relations and has broader implications for the security dynamics of the Pacific region. It challenges the U.S. to rethink its strategic posture and alliances in Asia, while it also underscores the Philippines' evolving approach to foreign policy and regional engagements. As the geopolitical landscape continues to shift, the outcome of this policy change will significantly influence the stability and security architecture of South China Sea and beyond. Whatever the case may be, the evolving narrative will require careful monitoring and agile responses from all stakeholders involved to ensure peace and stability in this pivotal region. And once again, a big thank you to our sponsor, DontWastePower.com. As always, we look forward to your feedback. Thank you.